This will be the seventh year that Iraqi Health Now has gathered supplies to help people in Iraq, specifically the town of Basra. How did the project get started?
Well, in 2006, Haider al-Sadi, who is an Iraqi that lives in Kalamazoo, asked me if I could help the people in his city near Basra in the southern part of Iraq. And he had been back to Iraq for the first time since 1991. He's a refugee from Iraq, and he saw that the conditions were so terrible there at that time that he wondered if there was anything the people in Kalamazoo community could do to help. And so from that point on, we started sending boxes in 2006. Then we went to containers. For 3 years, we sent large semi-truck-sized containers full of donated materials from the local hospitals or doctor's offices, just different medical supplies that they urgently needed at the time. And a place called Lending Hands and Portage donated lots of walkers and crutches and that kind of thing. So we sent a lot of things during those 3 years that were really worth a lot of money, but a lot of it was out of the kindness of the hearts of the people in the Kalamazoo community. And then what we've been doing for the last few years, that became pretty burdensome, the whole thing with the containers. It was very helpful, but as Iraq started to get its feet kind of on the ground, there ended up being more and more corruption at different places where Haider, when he would meet up with the container, would have, at every stop point, there'd be requests for money. So we decided that we would go to just, Haider takes money with him for the last few years and purchases food and clothing in Iraq. It helps the local economy, and then he distributes that with the help of some people on the ground who do this throughout the year. But it's a very, very poor area, and if folks come to see our movie, you'll see the people that we are helping in our new short documentary that we have.
What is the extent of the need now? Are conditions better in this area, or are they still pretty bad?
Well, they're still really bad. The people, less than 30% of the people have access to clean water still. Nothing's been done about the water. Electricity is maybe 5 hours a day, maybe 3 to 5, depending upon where people are. And in Iraq, the USAID reports that more than half of the young Iraqi males are unemployed, and, of course, only 19% of females are employed. So it's a very big problem, and I know that we don't make a huge difference as far as we helped 100 families last year and about 60 the year before and about 60 the year before that. So we know that we're not making a difference for everyone there, but we know that there is an area in Iraq that people really feel good about the fact that there are people in the community of Kalamazoo who have helped them. So we've really built a relationship that is pretty much priceless.
With the U.S. Winding down its involvement in Iraq, are you having any problems getting people to remain interested in what's happening over there?
I think it's lessened from when, you know, in 2006 and 2007, but then the economy changed as well, 2008. But we have nearly 100 people signed up for our dinner this Friday, and we hope to have more. I think there are still a lot of people who've paid attention and realized that these people in Iraq suffered and are still suffering due to our invasion and then everything that took place after that with the insurgents and everything else that's happened. It's left, some reports are that there are over 1 million orphans in Iraq. You can imagine if they lost hundreds of thousands of adults, that left a lot of orphans. And one of the women that we help regularly every year, she's an older grandmother who takes care of 10 children that she's taking care of, and she really doesn't have much of anything. So, like I say, we don't feel like we're totally making everyone's lives a whole lot better, but the women who help us to distribute the food, help us to package it, are so happy to help us every year. And there's a lot of depression that goes on in Iraq, a lot of depression since the war. And, well, you can imagine, you know, there's just very poor conditions that they're living in. So this really, once a year, our distribution, it's so grassroots on our part and over there that we have the same volunteers that help us, and they let us know that it's a light in their life.
The dinner on Friday is a fundraiser for the project, but what else will be going on?
Well, on Friday we'll also show a short movie that documents what happened last year in the winter of 2012 when Hyder went over to do our last distribution, and people can see the volunteers that help us, and they can see the people that we help. This will be a delicious Middle Eastern dinner catered in from our local Middle Eastern restaurants in town, especially Shawarma King on Westridge. And the price is $15 per person and $7 for college students, $7 for children. So we still have more seats, so we're hoping that more people will join us.
Looking a bit further into March, there will also be some events marking the 10th anniversary of the U.S. involvement in the Iraq War in 2003. What kind of events can we look forward to later?
Well, on March 17th, it's the interfaith event that with a speaker, Reverend Naim Atik from Jerusalem, and he will be speaking about a vision for peace in Palestine and Israel. It's entitled A Palestinian Christian Perspective. That will be at 5 p.m. at the United Methodist Church down on South Park Street, and there will be more information on that coming out. On the 20th, we will have a forum and reflection on the Iraq War at Western Michigan University in the Brown and Gold Room up at the Bernard Center. And our main speaker will be Kathy Kelly, and Kathy Kelly is a co-coordinator of Voices for Creative Nonviolence. She has spent a lot of time in the last couple of years in Afghanistan, but she's also spent a lot of time helping the people of Iraq. And Ron Kramer, also a professor at Western Michigan University, will be speaking that night as well on March 20th. The students at Western's campus in the Peace Center are also having some events surrounding the anniversary, the 10th anniversary of the beginning of the Iraq War. I am hoping to go sometime in the next 2 years so that I can meet with the women that I feel like I know because they speak to me through the filming that Hyder does when he's over there. And I am looking forward to helping these women to create some things that will help them to earn some money for themselves. We've tried different things. It's very hard with me this far away, but so far what the community of Kalamazoo has done to help everyone over there, I want them to understand that this is really a positive thing in these Iraqi families' lives. They look to the Kalamazoo community as a place where people showed love and cared about their situation. I think that's real important that everybody know that.